as although Bristol deserve a lot of credit, and Darrell, like I said, for getting out of this, because historically, I don't care how many fans anyone gets or what budget people's got and things like that, it's a tough league to get out of, and he deserves a lot of credit for that. Yes, we would love to, but already you've got Cheltenham and Tranmere, two different sort of clubs in respect to, I think Tranmere will be seen as the bigger club. But Cheltenham have got a very experienced manager who's already started making plans, and I think his first couple of signs show, not that he needs me to say it, but he knows what he's doing. He's not picking people who don't know the league. And there'll be others. Eastleigh, they should sign Payne from Woking. Gateshead will be open for a better season. I could go on, in truth. But I feel that we have got a good group. Whether or not we can keep them scared, I suppose.
Last question, ladies and gentlemen, please. Any others? Yes, sir.
How much do you think you've improved from last season?
I think we've improved a lot. I think as the gentleman just said, we are a threat, a real threat. Again, I think we created chances today against what has been the best defence in the league. But on that, I know that not taking anything away from the likes of Taylor and Lissett, Harrison, and they certainly started scoring goals towards the back end of the season. But it seems a bit of an obsession in terms of scoring goals and things like that. Bristol's success has been built on the defensive record and the team unit, and I think we're similar-ish in that respect. And I think that's why you saw a very tight game, albeit I felt we. Had the better opportunities over the game. That counts for nothing at this current time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the manager of Grimsby Town Football Club, Mr. Paul Edges. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.